Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Trina Mara, and we are delighted to have Mairead Cleary, Virgin Media news reporter, with us today because your new documentary is going to be airing on the telly tonight, Mairead. You're very welcome. So what's the name of this documentary? It's going to be on at 10.05, right after the news.
That's it exactly, Trina. So we have Vaping Nation on Virgin Media One, and really it's a documentary that's delving into the different aspects of vaping. So we have a lot of focus on underage vaping and the impacts that can have on our teenagers. We're looking at HHCs, which are a cannabinoid, a vape that you can get a high off of. We're looking at the legislation, the science. We've talked to some really big tobacco companies about how they operate, I suppose. So it's kind of an all-encompassing look at vaping. And I want to stress as well, it's not judgmental look at vaping either. It is illegal, it's a legal drug, as they say. So it's not about, finger wagging. It's just looking at this phenomenon that's really exploded in popularity in the past few years.
Yeah. Now, I've never been a smoker myself, Mairead, but I'm seeing anybody I know who used to be a smoker is now on the vape. Everyone seems to have completely ditched the cigarettes, the traditional cigarettes.
Absolutely. And funnily enough, like, vaping was kind of seen initially as a bridge. So people who wanted to get off cigarettes were starting to vape because there's no tobacco in it, but you still get that nicotine hit. But now, interestingly, there's a whole generation of teenagers, of young people who've never smoked a cigarette in their life, but might go through, four vapes a week. So it's interesting. It started off as another aid to get you off tobacco, and now it's become its own phenomenon. And the interesting thing too is not that one is better than the other, although vaping may be better for your health in some ways than cigarettes, there's also extremely addictive part to it, in that there is no end. It's not ending until your battery is dead, compared to a cigarette where you pull from a cigarette until it's gone and you're told that's it and you go back inside. Vaping is a little bit insidious in the fact that you can breathe it in all the time for a day or two before the battery goes out. You can do it very subtly. Oftentimes, you'll see people vaping indoors. And even I've noticed in some pubs, they have signs up, no vaping indoors. So you can get away with vaping very easily because the flavored vapor goes out into the air and vanishes just as quickly. So it is an addictive just as much as the cigarettes are.
With the teenagers and that seem to be vaping, it's all about the different flavours that you can get. Like, yes, they're all kind of these fruity kind of smells, and nearly like, I don't know what age you are, Mairead, but when I was growing up, you go into the body shop and have a spray of one of the fragrances. And now it's the vape smell.
Absolutely. And it's interesting as well, because we spoke to the National Association of Principals and Deputies, and they told us about the wide scale use of vapes in schools. You can get away with it by a lot of the time because you can say very quickly, sorry, that's a bit of perfume, or I'm chewing on chewing gum here. That's what you're smelling. Teachers are saying that they kind of have a real issue with this. Actually, our contributor from that organisation, they said that's an epidemic level in schools at the minute. And the flavour is part of it. So I don't blame teenagers for vaping. They're being directly targeted by tobacco and vape companies to pick up this habit. They're made these lovely cherry cola, pineapple ice, sweet and tantalizing flavors.
Blueberry,
they're brightly colored.
All this kind of thing.
Blueberry. Yeah. They sound delicious. So it's not, I don't blame the teenagers when they are marketing for them. And, there was an old back in the day, I suppose, when the tobacco ads were more prominent and were legal, I suppose, they would always say, well, it's actually a pediatric addiction. If you can get someone hooked on nicotine before the age of 18, the likelihood of them continuing smoking into their adult years is twice as high. So it's part of it. The flavours are part of trying to get that new market.
So talk to me about this, the emerging issue of HHC. What is that?
Yeah, so HHC, I hadn't been that familiar with it either until I started delving into this investigation, but HHC is basically a cannabinoid. So it gives off the same high that cannabis gives off, but it doesn't. It is legal because it's synthetic. So basically, scientists can tinker with cannabinoids and give the same legal effect. So effectively, you can get a high of something you can buy over the counter. Now, generally, HHC vapes aren't stocked in your supermarket, but they might well be in vape shops. And even, it's interesting, we spoke to the HSE addiction services for young people, and they say in the last year, a quarter of all cases that they're dealing with, the teenagers addicted to a substance, are addicted to HHC, so a legal substance. That seems to just be a little bit of a loophole. And I'm sure listeners remember the head shops that used to be in place maybe more than a decade ago at this stage. And there was hysteria about that because they gave these hives. Somehow HHC has slipped through the legislative mess and is on the market and freely available. And I suppose it only becomes a concern when you hear from the addiction specialists from the HSC, and they're highlighting the issues it causes in young people. And then also the issues it causes when you're trying to withdraw, like you have an addiction, you need to withdraw from that, how that can affect you, your performance in school and sports, your mood, and obviously the health outcomes.
One of my local shops, actually, I was asked to pick up a vape for somebody else, and they don't stock them. And they said, nope. And the owner has no intention of ever stocking them. If they're close enough to schools, they're just not going to have them.
Yeah, I mean, fair play to that shop. You know what I mean? It's fascinating. And even we don't know whether or not they'll always be stocked. Like last year, in September last year, the then Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, brought forward legislation that would ban disposable vape sales. So you'd have to get the big, you know, machine e-cigarettes that you buy the fluid for and you top it up if you wanted to vape. So we'll cut out a lot of people maybe impulsively buying a vape. But that legislation has kind of stalled, to be honest. Between the election that happened, a new government, a new plan for government, it stalled somewhat. So they're still freely available. I mean, it is rare to find a shop that doesn't stock vapes, but it's interesting that some shopkeepers are actually taking their own initiative on this. Yeah. You know, each their own. I understand they've businesses to run as well, but that's admirable for sure.
Yeah. What age do you have to be to buy a vape?
You have to be 18, and that is only very new legislation. Before that, there was no age restriction. But a part of this documentary, we wanted to make sure we're not just talking about young people, we want to talk to them. So we went down to Sligo and we interviewed a whole group of people from a Feroiga youth club there. And I mean, it was really interesting to see how it works. Like they were all saying, yeah, I know it's legal for me to buy it. And then I asked them, well, do you know where it would serve you a vape? Like, yeah. So I don't know how effective that legislation is in practice. It's there, but we don't know how effective it is. And especially with the HHC vape, if a younger person is experiencing a cannabinoid, what's the impact on their health and especially their mental health sometimes? So the legislation's there. Is it enforced to its maximum? That's debatable.
Do you know what I'm noticing as well, Mairead? The amount of vapes that are being just ditched on the ground, the litter everywhere from them. It's absolutely horrible, isn't it?
It really is. And also, I don't know if anyone has noticed, but those little white stickers, they're tiny, like rectangular white stickers you see on bins outside like petrol stations and on the street, they're all from vape. So they're awkward to dispose of in terms of they contain a battery. They're really bad for the environment. They're plastic and they contain a battery. They're not easily recyclable and they're just thrown everywhere. They come with a lot of packaging. You open a vape, it's in a box, it's in a pouch inside the box, and there's usually a bit of rubber around it and a sticker at the bottom. So you have like four pieces of waste before you even use your vape and then want to dispose of it. So it has its own issues in terms of recycling and the environmental impact of it all.
I can't get over the price of them as well. They're like 18, 17, 18, 19 euro for a vape. I nearly collapsed when I saw the price.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like it is. It's fascinating. Like, I mean, they vary in price. Some of the smaller, low power ones could be 8 euro or so. So price points that could be more readily available for a younger crowd. And they're generally the ones that are selling the yummy blueberry flavors and look very flashy and things like that. But they do vary in price and they vary in strength as well. But a lot of the ones on the market are of a very high maximum strength that the EU allows. So we're working at the high end of things.
Well, we'll be very interested to see your documentary tonight on Virgin Media Telly. And I'd love to ask our listeners, if anybody is vaping, are you finding it difficult to stop vaping? Maybe you went on to it like that to get off the cigarettes and now you're addicted to the vape. So if anyone would let me know, we're on voice note 0818 000 008. But there is Mairead Cleary, Virgin Media news reporter, and her documentary is called Vaping Nation. It is on Virgin Media 1 tonight, 10:05, right after the news. And then you can also watch it on the player as well. Thanks so much, Mairead.
Thanks very much, Trina.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.